Ellen DeGeneres leaves United States, flees to England over Trump election. By Paul Bois on November 20, 2024. Comedian and former talk show powerhouse Ellen DeGeneres has fled the United States for the England in response to President-elect Donald Trump's victory over Kamala Harris. A source close to DeGeneres and her partner Portia de Rossi told The Wrap that the celebrity couple have placed their Montecito home on the market and moved to Cotswolds, a rural part of England. Trump's election was allegedly the couple's primary motivation. Per The Wrap, Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have moved to rural England, put their Montecito estate on the market and plan to never return to the United States, telling friends the election of Donald Trump was their primary motivation. A person close to the former TV host told The Wrap. Though the incoming Republican administration was the cited catalyst, a fresh start couldn't hurt. DeGeneres has been open about being kicked out of show business after reports of toxic workplace behavior at the syndicated Ellen show in 2022. DeGeneres has already moved to the Cotswolds, a rural area in south-central England, the person said, adding that her Montecito mansion, roughly 90 minutes north of Los Angeles, has been pocket-listed or will be listed soon. A representative for Risk & Partners, the prestigious real estate company she retains, did not immediately respond to a request for comment Wednesday. Though DeGeneres has not publicly commented on the matter, her choosing to leave the United States in response to the election of Trump marks a striking turn for her, given that she herself faced a cancellation campaign from the online left due to her publicly befriending former Republican President George W. Bush. Here's the thing, I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have, DeGeneres told her fans at the time. We're all different and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. DeGeneres also famously kept comedian Adam Yenser, a known Republican and Trump supporter, on her writing staff for years and regularly featured him on her sketch segment Kevin the Cashier. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.